Here you go.
All right, so again, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. I'm Rita Sainsteker, and I'll have the honor and the pleasure to introduce Nick Pichi today for yet another great webinar offered by the University of Saarland. So thank you very much, Jürgen, for organizing this session, and thank you, Nick, for sharing with us your valuable expertise. Let's remember that Nick Pichi has been involved in education since 1990, and has worked all over the world as a language teacher, teacher trainer, technology trainer, and educational technology consultant. He's an award-winning course designer and materials writer and has been involved in major training consultancies and projects for ELT schools, organizations, publishers, and education ministries around the world, including companies like British Council, BBC, Open University, International House, Google, and many more. He's best known for his free blogs, which have attracted more than 2 million page views. These include QuickShout and Learning Technology. In 2009, he published a free ebook, which was called Web 2.0 Tools for Teachers, which has been read by more than 180,000 teachers worldwide. Nick is now head of learning at English Up, which is a cutting-edge online English language learning business that delivers synchronous one-to-one class online. So, Nick, thank you very much for being here. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for the introduction. It's interesting, the book that I wrote, Web 2.0 Tools for Teachers, was actually written in conjunction with doing the very first one of these webinars that I did for Jürgen back in 2009, 5 years ago. And I was so nervous about not having enough materials that I actually wrote the book as kind of support documentation for doing the webinar. And so it's been on the internet ever since. And so I have Jürgen to thank for that. He was the inspiration behind my first ever book. Okay. So can we start just by having a check to see where everybody is? Can you type in where you are and what your first language is, please? Great, that's great. Great. Wonderful variety of languages and backgrounds. That's ideal, especially for this presentation, because the tool is for sort of international languages and not just for teaching English. My next question is, how many of you have actually downloaded and used HelloTalk? Can you type in a yes, I have, or no, I haven't to the chat room? Okay, that's fine. Most people haven't. You might want to wait until the presentation's over to download it, because you might not like it. But if you do want to download it, you can down. I'll see if I can quickly just grab the link for you, so that you can download a copy, and you will be able to maybe try it out during this session if you do want to download it. Now, so there's the link if you want to download it. It downloads onto any iOS device or onto Android. If you don't want to download it yet and you want to see how it works, that's fine. What I'll do is I'll start by doing a short presentation with you, and after the presentation, I'll try and have a Spanish language lesson from my wife, who's got her who's on her mobile app in a different room, and we'll see how that works. Fingers crossed. Okay, so I'll go to the presentation now. Okay, so HelloTalk is a mobile-based app, but it's a mobile app that enables the building of a language learning community of people who can exchange languages with each other through different kinds of interaction, whether it's text or whether it's voice. This is where you can download the app from, and there's a small picture of what it looks like on the mobile device. And as I said earlier, you can use it either on an iPhone or an iPad or any iOS device, or you can download it from Google Play and use it on an Android device. So those are both options. I don't think it's available for Windows Phone yet. Can you just type in a quick message saying what kind of mobile device you use, whether it's a Android or iOS or some other form? Just see what we have here generally. Yes, that looks like a good balance of Android and iOS devices with only one Windows phone. Poor Erica, you must be the one who bought one. I knew someone must have. Sorry about that. And some people have both. Wow. Okay. So most of you here will be able to use it if you like the presentation and you enjoy what's happening here. So this is what the device looks like. Let's see if I can get that to. This is what it looks like when you open it up, and it enables us to exchange language and culture and messages. What's nice about it is that as well as text, it's a kind of you can text chat with people in different languages, but you can also use images which you upload or photographs, or you can doodle and play games through drawing, and you can have synchronous or asynchronous voice communications too. So those are just some of the things that I like about it and the multiple ways it allows us to interact. Okay, then move on to my next slide. I just want to check to see that the slides are synchronizing with you as well. Can you just type in what you can see as the header for the slide here? Okay, yeah. That's great. So most people are on the same slide as me. That's great. Okay, so there are two tiers of navigation, and there's a tier across the top of the app, which I'm showing you here at the top, and you can navigate it along the bottom tier, the bottom menu. So two different menu lines here for navigation through the app. The top one, once you open it, is the pedagogical side, and that's where you do most of the interaction and learning. Whereas the bottom menu along the bottom of the app is more administrative and settings and things like that. So I'll take you through the admin menu first and show you some of the things that that does. The first of the icons to the right shows you who your chat partners are and language partners. And any language re partner requests that you have. Here you can see that I've got a language partner, Maria Three Fuller. That's my wife. And you can have group chat partners as well. So you can put people into groups to use this. Moving along the navigation at the bottom, you can search for people online. So here you can You can either just browse down the list and find people who speak the language that you want to learn and then add them as friends, or you can go to the top right-hand corner and search for specific people. So that's how you find partners to do language exchange with. And then on the end, there are the all-important settings. And this is where you create your profile and you control your privacy and how visible you are within the app and within the search on the app. This is very important if you're using it with teenagers or even if you're using it yourself and that they understand, how to control their privacy and how to make sure they only get to talk with the kinds of people that they want to. If I just show you the next one of the important parts of the privacy, which is advanced, here you have the option to show or hide the city that you're in or the country that you're in. You can hide or show your age, and you can hide or show whether you're visible as being online at the time. And there's also a free telephone call service which works within the app. So you can allow people to call you or you can block them from being able to do that. So probably the first thing to do with your students is take them through these privacy controls and decide how you want to set their privacy with them. The second thing that it's good to do is look at the who can find me part. And that's very important to determine who you're visible to. There are different locations here so that you can set it so only people with the exact language match that you want. If you want to learn Spanish, only people who can speak Spanish will be able to see you. You can actually select the gender of people that can see you so that you can set it so that only people the same, you're only visible to people of the same gender. And I think that's particularly important for women who might be worried about harassment or unwanted contact with men. So you can set it that so that only other women can see you and contact you through the search. You can also make yourself invisible as well, if you want to, and then only people who know that you're using the app will be able to contact you. The next important part within the settings is that you set up a profile, and this is where you show which language you speak and which one you want to learn. And so you can set up your bio there and add a picture and a little bit about location if you wanted to. I've got my picture showing there, and there's a picture of the Union Jack to show that I'm British, and it shows that I'm an English native speaker and I want to learn Spanish, and that my Spanish level is very low. One of the other things that you can do is, you can actually record an introductory message here. So, using the record button here, you can set up an introductory message that people can listen to, and then they can decide if they want to friend you or not. Okay, so those are the basic kind of administrative kind of settings. Okay, so I'll just give you a few minutes to type in if you have any questions so far. By all means, type them in. While I drink my tea. And by all means, let me know if I'm going a bit too fast. Martin, you're asking, is there a development schedule for new languages? I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure what the complete range of languages are. In many ways, it's able to cope with kind of voice and text. So as long as you're using Roman script, I would imagine it's fine with any sort of Roman script-based languages. I'm not so sure about Cyrillic script and other languages, but I know it's used a lot for Chinese speakers and learning Chinese. So it's fine with those scripts. But you could always also always drop a line to the creators on the HelloTalk site, and I'm sure they'll let you know if there's any specific language you're interested in. Any other questions so far? Okay, nobody's typing, so I'll move on. Okay, so the next thing we'll do is we can look at the learning menu. And this is where things start to get quite interesting. Okay, there's this learning menu with four icons across the top. These are from right to left. There's a notebook for making notes. There's the exchanges part, which shows records of the language exchanges you've done. There's a little translator application which helps you to translate and to hear new words. And here there's also a record of any errors and corrections that you've had while you've been doing the language exchange. Okay, I'll show you those in a little bit more detail, starting from the notepad. So the notepad is very simple. You can just type in any words or that you want to remember in the new language, or any things you want, words you want to try and use in your next lesson, or when you're in your next chat with someone. You can also add images and audio here as well if you want to, and prepare things. And so that's quite simple and basic. Personally, I don't tend to use the notepad that much, and I stick mainly with the chats themselves and the error correction, which I find very useful. Rita, you've used the app yourself a bit. Have you used the notepad part of it very much?
Not yet, Nick, I'm afraid, but I'm really enjoying the application a lot, really. I mean, mainly for teachers who live in countries where English is spoken as a foreign language and very seldom on the street, it's a very useful and valuable application to adopt.
There are bits of it that I really like, and I haven't really found the notepads. It's not that it's not useful, it's maybe not part of my study pattern yet, and I maybe need to think about how I should use that more. The next part is the language exchanges part. Using HelloTalk, you can organize specific times for language exchanges, and these would be kind of when you do a 5-minute language exchange, you set it so that 2.5 minutes of it, you do the teaching and you do the talking in your own language. And the next 2.5 minutes, for example, your chat partner does the talking in their language, and you work with and you work on developing your foreign language. I haven't sort of been that formal about doing mine, but if you have and you do it formally in this way, all of that is registered here, and you can go back and check through your past chats in that way. The next part, which is quite interesting, is the translate part. And here at the bottom, the icons show the two different languages. So I can type something in English and get it translated into Spanish for me. Or if there's something that I don't know, I can type it in Spanish and it translates back to English for me. And so I can translate words and phrases in this way. So when I go to chat, I can sort of prepare a few things, a few sentences to use during my chat, so that I know what to say and I can and have something to practice. If I actually click on the Spanish version here underneath, I can also hear it and get a pronunciation of it. So I can use this to work on drilling myself and learning my pronunciation as well, which I find quite useful too. So that's something quite nice.
Great feature this is, Nick, really.
Yes, I like this part a lot. One of my favorite parts is this part, the error and correction part. And this is something that that I find is really useful to go back and revise. And what happens is whenever I'm chatting with my chat partner, they can click on my sentence and correct it for me. So they type in the correct versions and all of these and leave comments on it. So all of my mistakes and the corrections are all stored for me separately within this part of the app. And I find that incredibly useful. And so I always go back to that and sort of check my mistakes and try and make some improvement through that. And for me, that's very clear as well. It's very clearly highlighted. And that's something I find really useful.
Definitely, definitely for students and as for us as well. I mean, if we don't speak a language quite fluently, we can have a lot of help through this feature.
Yeah, it's something that's very difficult to do with your students in a classroom as well, isn't it? Because you always kind of, maybe you give them correction at the end, or you give them correction while they're speaking or something like that. But to have that kind of clear record of this is what I said, or this is what I wrote, and this is what I should have written in these kind of nice clear chunks, for me, that's a really nice feature and something that makes it, very clear and very helpful, and of course very helpful when you want to come back and revise or review.
Definitely.
Okay, so any questions so far from that? And if not, I'll move on to the chat part. I'll just give you a few minutes to type in if there's anything. If you haven't got any questions, type in a no, and that will save me waiting. The creator of the HelloTalk device, it was created by a university department in China. Okay, I'm just waiting because lots of people are typing, so I'll see what comes through. A few people who are late, that's not a problem. You can watch and listen again later on. Okay, so I'll move on to the chat and how it actually works, because that's the kind of really interesting part. There's a question from Patricio about learning multiple languages. Yes, if you go to when you go to your profile, if you set up yourself up as wanting to learn various languages or even wanting to teach various languages, then you can find chat partners or language exchange partners for whichever language you want to teach. So you can have a group of people who you chat with and exchange languages in Italian, for example, and a different group in Russian or Spanish or Chinese. So it's not restricted just to learning one language through it or with one person. You can learn with as many people as you like and different languages. Okay, Imelda's sending a question. Oh, no, maybe not. Okay, I'll go on to how the chat part actually works. Here you can see a chat that I was having with my wife. And there are different ways you can chat using text. You can use emoticons as well. And each time somebody types in a sentence, if your language partner corrects it, the correction comes up as well. There's a nice feature here that if you click on the microphone, you can actually speak. And so these little parts here, where there's no text, in those parts, there's actually an audio clip there which we can each listen to. So you can record and send short audio clips. Imelda's asking about saying that it says something about a price for a second language. I haven't seen that before. I've only ever used it for free. So I know they do charge for translations if you want something longer translated, but I've never been asked to pay anything to use it so far. So you can use voice or audio, and you can also use just text. So I like that because it enables you to check pronunciation as well, and also make sure you're spelling things correctly. Most of the languages I've learned through speaking mainly, and I can't actually write anything in any of them. So for me, this sort of having the writing as well is quite a nice aspect of it, and a good way to learn a bit more accuracy and work on speaking a bit more accurately. Okay. So if you cr when you're chatting, if you click on the cross in the corner, you can actually have it actually gives you different options of different things to talk about. So you can actually add images to the chat and talk about images. So you can ask your chat partner to tell you about an image, or you can make your talk, your chat part about a specific image. You can use the camera to take photographs. So you could, if there's something in your room and you don't know what it is, you can take a photograph of it and ask them to tell you what it is in the language you're learning. You can also doodle and play games, for example, drawing things and trying to guess what they are, or if there's something you want to tell us, ask about a word and you can draw the word, then you can do that. So there's those are sort of some nice ways of building interaction. And one of the things that I often find when my first students first started using chat years and years ago was that they couldn't really think of that much to talk about, and so the conversation would quickly kind of die out. Whereas if your students can upload some images and describe them to each other or ask each other to describe them, that gives them
Oh, that's
much
great.
more to talk about, and it gives them something to say and to describe. Or if they can doodle and play games like Pictionary or something like that, sort of guess the different words, then that's another reason to get them talking. Yeah, I like that a lot, Rita.
Yeah, I like it a lot because when preparing students to sit for Cambridge exams, when they have to describe pictures, this is a good way of having them prepare or just maybe practicing the experience that they will have at the examination itself by, getting in contact with their teacher and or sending the recordings so that the teacher can evaluate the performance.
Yes, that's right. And this isn't, again, there's this nice combination of text and audio. So if you're working with a student like this and you give them a picture, you could give them specific words which you put in text, and then they have to use it in a sentence and record the sentence and send it to you or something like that. Lots of nice ways to kind of combine the use of text and audio and images, and to get students talking a bit more. There is also a little icon there where you can upload longer text. So, for example, if you wanted your chat partner to mark or look at a longer text or correct a longer text, you can have it prepared and copy and paste it in there, and just upload it to them for marking and or to talk about it. It could be a small newspaper article or something like that that you can copy and paste the text into, and you can just discuss it or work through vocabulary or something like that. So that's another nice way of building, of having something for students to talk about, which often they struggle with a bit. Okay. This is what you're seeing on the screen now in the little red box. Is a very interesting little toolbar, and what happens is, when your chat partner types in a sentence, if you just click on it with or tap on it with your finger, you get this alternative toolbar, and this does a number of things. It can either read the text out to you using text to speech, or you can use it to correct it. So if you see any mistakes in the text that your partner's typing, you just tap on it and then click on the little A and Z, and you can actually correct it. And what happens is you type in the correction underneath the sentence, and you can also add a little comment. And then as you can see above with my example, your chat partner is sent the correction, and it shows them what the mistake was and what they wrote. And again, those go into automatically put into your notes of your errors and corrections. So as you chat, you can be tapping and correcting each other's sentences in that way. If you don't understand the sentence, you can also get it translated by tapping on the translate button. So there are lots of different things that can help you understand while you're chatting with your partner, and to help you negotiate the meaning, and to help them to learn if they're making any mistakes. And one of the other things is, if you want them to check your pronunciation, you click on the microphone, and then you see this blue microphone icon. You tap on it and hold it down, and you can speak, and your recording is then uploaded to your chat partner. So you can send them a quick voice message, and those come out as little microphones, speaker symbols, and they tap on it and they can hear what you've said. So, for example, you can see just above the red rectangle here, I tapped and asked for to find for a pronunciation for the Spanish word for fish, and my chat partner underneath spoke the word pescado for me, so that I could actually hear it and learn it. So that's just sort of a quick example of how you can check pronunciation using the app. And one of the last features above here is, if you check click on the top right-hand corner where the three dots are, you can set up a specific time and schedule a language exchange with someone. So you don't just have to be waiting around online for someone. You can choose a partner, schedule an exchange, and decide how long it will be. And if, for example, you choose 10 minutes, then you'll have 5 minutes in each language. Or if you choose 5 minutes, then 2.5 minutes in each language. And again, those are stored. Or you can click on the phone here, and if they're live online at the time, you can speak to them and have a quick short phone call with them. And that's a new feature which I've not used very much. For me, I'd prefer to stick with the chat and the audio chat, because it's more structured and I can sort of control the speed that I'm attempting to learn there a little bit more. Okay, so any questions so far?
Well, everything has been so clear, Nick.
That's good. That's great. Okay. I'll just see how many people think they're now going to download the app and try it.
Several people are already trying it.
Great, that's great. That's good. Okay, so what I'm going to try and do next is I'm going to try and share the screen of my iPad with you, and see if I can have a quick lesson with my la wife, and maybe teach her some English, although her English is very good, and maybe she can teach me some Spanish, and you should be able to see how that works. So we're going to give it a try. If you want to download this presentation with the instructions and everything in, you can either scan the code here and download it, or you can grab it from this URL here. So if you want it to have it for reference rather than going back and watching the webinar again, you can download it from there. And I'll just see if I can share the link with you through the chat room as well, because that might make it easier. Okay, I'm just finding the link for you. So if you want to download the presentation, you can get it from there. Okay, there it is. Okay, and I'll see if I can show you now on my iPad how things work. I've never done this before in a webinar session, so I'm not sure how well it's going to work. I'll go to the screen share setup. Okay, and see if I can share my screen with you. Okay, can you let me know if you can see my iPad screen? Okay, that's great. Well, that's a great first step as well. Okay, so I'm opening the app. And I want to chat with my wife, but, and I'll see if she's there. So I'm just typing in. Okay. She's very, very pregnant at the moment, so she might have dashed to the hospital while I wasn't looking. Let's hope not.
Wow.
Okay. I'm not getting anything yet. Okay, I'll just show you what how you do corrections. So if I want to correct something which is written, I can tap on it. Hang on. Okay. Trying to get the menu up here. Okay, and you see there's a little menu appears there. Now if I tap on the ABC part, I can type a correction underneath. Okay, and that appears and as you can see, that appears as a correction on the screen there. Okay. If I want to send an audio message, I can click on the microphone, and now I hold down the microphone and speak. Hello, is there anybody there? And release. and then the audio is sent. She'll be able to click on those and hear them. If I want to go back and listen to something she said, I can click on the little microphone and I can hear that again. There you go. So I can use the audio in that way. If I want to upload an image, I can click on the plus sign and go to my photos that are already on my iPad if I want to. And I can add them. I want to, let's find something to talk, we can discuss. So I can upload an image that she can then see. Okay, if you just hold on for a minute, I'll see if I can find her. Okay, she should be joining me in a moment, I think. And she'd managed to get a bit distracted. Okay, what you could do if you want to partner up with someone who's here is actually type, if you've got the app and you're registered on it and you've created a profile, just type your username in and you can actually partner up with someone here and give this a try. Okay, there's my wife's appeared online, as you can see. And if I click on my picture, I can see it larger. Okay, I'm going to see if I've got the pronunciation right. Juwala. Okay, let's see if she's. Ah, howler. Howler. ¿Cómo se dice swing? Columpio. It's a good idea to change your keyboard to the language you want to use so that it doesn't keep correcting you. Oh. Okay, and as you can see, she's corrected me there. And if I go back to the first icon at the top on the left, I can click there and I can see the corrections there. So it's collecting all my mistakes and errors as I go. Okay, I'm going to stop there because I guess you've probably seen enough. And stop sharing. Okay, so that's about all I have to say and all I have to show you about the app. By all means, if you have any questions and you want to ask anything, type them into the chat question box. And I'll do my best to answer them. Rita, have you used the app much with your classes?
Well, at the moment I'm retired, so I'm doing mainly a teacher training at school, the school where I used to teach students. Now my students are teachers, so I'm passing on the information that I'm getting through all these webinars and giving webinars myself. So I'm not, unfortunately, in a position to pass on this and try this with my students, but I would love to.
You could try it with your teachers and
Yeah, of course, I
do
have.
some
I have.
hands-on training with them. Yeah, were they very impressed with it? Did they like it?
They are impressed, really, because it gathers so many features, so many valuable features. As I was saying before, just because we live in Argentina, and you know about this because of your wife, I mean, Venezuela and Argentina, so countries where you don't meet. Every day you don't meet people who speak English on the street, and mainly we live in Rosario, which is a big city, but not big enough to, get so many tourists every day. So a device like this is so valuable because if we just pass on this information to our students and colleagues, they will realize that with this device they can allow students to have practice and really valuable interaction with other students from different places in the world.
Yeah, I think it's a really valuable tool in that way. I mean, it enables the sort of interaction and sort of cultural exchange, and to get students to show another student a picture of where they live or where they come from or something within their city and talk about it and set up these kinds of exchanges, I think is a really powerful thing for students to do, and to get them not just learning a language but teaching a language as well, so that they can sort of teach the other person while they're learning. I think that's a really nice way of doing it, and you find out a lot about your own language from doing that too.
Definitely, definitely. So it's a very valuable tool, and the thing is that we teachers should be able to really show the way it helps students to gain the expertise that they need to be able to communicate and interact safely and really meaningfully with other people.
Okay, that's about all I have to say. If you have any questions or anything, I'd be happy to answer them. If not, I think I'm just about finished. If you want to share your, if you've registered on the app and you've had time to do that, and you want to share your profile name here, by all means do, and we can link up and
That would be
connect you
great.
into the language together and see how that goes.
Yes, that would be great. I will be
Maybe you can.
collecting all the information that you may put up, and then I will be sharing the information with Jürgen, who will kindly again distribute all the information with everybody present and with those who haven't been able to make it for several reasons as well.
Okay, that's great. Great. Thank you, Rita. Thank you for hosting me, and thank you for coming along. And I hope you enjoy using the app and doing
I
some
will be in
learning and some
contact.
teaching with
Yeah,
you.
definitely. And thank you very much, Nick, because it's been a fantastic webinar. Very clear, really, really interesting and valuable. So thank
Thank
you
you.
very much. And thank you, Jürgen. I need to thank you again because you are such a hospitable, such a generous human being. And thank you, everybody else, being present today. We've enjoyed a wonderful webinar by Nick Peachy, and hope we can meet again soon.
So, and
Okay, thank you.
we've enjoyed both a wonderful presenter and a wonderful host. And Nick, thank your wife for participating in the show.
Yes, I will, yeah.
And we wish you a safe birth.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
And a happy marriage. Okay, right. Bye everyone for attending tonight again. The certificates of participation may take a couple of days to arrive, but they will arrive on demand. I know with some of you that they want one with the regulars, and those who are with us for the first time, they probably ought to send me an email to get their certificate. And Nick is good enough to send me further subjects for further webinars.
I will do, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Something for 2015. Okay, everyone, well, have a good Christmas if you celebrate Christmas.